Senior producer Steve Proffitt joins us now to share some of your letters. Steve, welcome back.
Thanks, Alex. This week we reported on California's attempt to collect sales tax on medical marijuana sales. Christine Patterson asks, why shouldn't all states tax marijuana?
Think of the potential revenue to a state like Washington, she says, which is said to have a multi-million dollar marijuana business.
From the other Washington, D.C., Gerard Bradley took issue with the term sneak attack. That was in a story about the Doolittle raid.
This was an American airstrike over Tokyo early in World War II. We reported on a reunion of some of the surviving airmen.
Mr. Bradley notes that Pearl Harbor was a sneak attack, but the Doolittle raid, he says, took place after the U.S. had declared war on Japan. It was, he maintains, a surprise attack.
To suggest otherwise, he writes, does a great disservice to the brave men who volunteered for what was considered a suicide mission.
From listener Maurice Rogers of North Little Rock, Arkansas, the understatement of the week, Alex. I'm sure you'll be inundated with letters from listeners about this segment, he writes.
And he's got to be talking about the dog story, my interview with animal behaviorist Kay Cox about pets and separation anxiety.
Mr. Rogers has a golden retriever named Nana. He reports that Nana keeps her cool by listening to NPR when home alone.
And Nana's not the only one. Listener Janet Clark's cats are also public radio fans. She says NPR programming has always calmed them when she is away.
Once, writes Miss Clark, she had a pet sitter who kept changing the station to what she calls a right-wing talk show.
I came home to Nazi cats, she writes, and had to get a new pet sitter.
Well, all is well now at the Clark household, and she notes her cats can hold their own in any discussion of the news.
If you have thoughts about the news and how we've covered it, please write us.
Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link.
And while you're there, you can find out more about our daily podcast on the show.
So if you or your pets miss all or part of it, you can listen on your computer or MP3 player.
You know, maybe an MP3 player would be good for a dog or cat with separation anxiety.
Yeah, how long can it be before Apple introduces the Pet Pod?
Day-to-day's Steve Proffitt, get out of here.
You're welcome, Alex.